From the Land-Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It's the 7th day of January 2010. I'm Todd Gleason. In a few moments, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He's in Decatur, Illinois. In agricultural news, USDA has unveiled tighter eligibility rules for farm subsidies. A turf war is brewing over ethanol blending subsidies. And Informa has raised its estimates for corn production in Argentina and China. We'll have details of these and other stories shortly. Well, the nation, the Midwest, and the state have been gripped by a winter weather storm. Today, Illinois Public Media Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser will join us to hammer out the details of the snowfall and the snow drifts. And at the end of this half hour, meteorologist Peter Levitt will join us to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast and how the Arctic blast is impacting fruit producers in Florida. It all happens right here on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. The Closing Market Report is a production of Illinois Public Media from the University of Illinois.
The Closing Market Report is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In Chicago on this Thursday afternoon, futures finished the day like this. The nearby contracts in the wheat were lower, down 9.5 cents for the March at 557.75 for the soft red. May at 570, down 9.75, and July wheat 9.5 cents lower for the day at $5.80. March in Kansas City at 550.25, down 10.25 for the hard red. In the corn pit from Chicago, 417.5, the settlement price for the nearby March lead option, 4.25 cents lower. The May futures at 428, down 4 on their settlement price. July at 436.75, 4 cents lower. September at 440, down 4.75. And December corn at 443.5, down 5.25. January soybeans at $10.17.75, finished the day 32.75 lower. March at 1026, down 33 cents. The May at 1031, down 32. July at 1035.5, 31.25 lower. And November soybeans, $9.99.75. Finished 25 cents lower in the new crop contract. January bean meal at $3.070, down $10.90. And the January bean oil at $39.99, down $68. The January meal, by the way, at $307, was down $10.90. Live cattle futures for the afternoon at $85.92.5, 2.5 lower. January feeders at $96.45 were 15 cents higher. And February lean hogs at $67.10. Up 52.5. You are, of course, listening to the Closing Market Report. Outside markets look like this for the afternoon. February crude oil futures at $82.60, a barrel down 52 cents. February ethanol at $1.91.9, a penny and 6 cents lower. Natural gas at $5.83.1, down 17.8. The RBOB gasoline at $2.13.5, that finished just about 0.1 cent lower. And the heating oil at $2.18.3, 2 cents lower on the afternoon. That's diesel fuel. Gold futures at $1,133.10, down $2.80, and the Dow now at 10,608 is just about 35 points higher for the day. The U.S. dollar at 77.9 is 0.41 higher, and the CRB index today at 290.53 is down 3.22 on the day. Here's what the weather forecast for the two-state region looks like. A winter storm warning is in effect for west central Illinois, that until tomorrow evening. Northwestern Illinois from this evening through tomorrow evening. The metro east of St. Louis from this evening until tomorrow evening. And southern Illinois and far southwestern Indiana from midnight tonight until tomorrow evening. A winter weather advisory in effect for a portion of southwestern Illinois from this evening through tomorrow evening. And a winter storm watch in effect for north central and northeastern Illinois and central and east central and portions of southeastern Illinois. And for northwestern Indiana from this evening until early Friday morning. Porter County, Indiana from this evening until Friday evening. North central, northeastern, and across all of central Indiana from early tomorrow morning until early Friday morning. South central Indiana from late tonight through tomorrow afternoon. And far southeastern Indiana from early tomorrow morning through tomorrow evening. Tonight in western Illinois, cloudy, snowy. Elsewhere, cloudy, snow arriving from west to east. Lows tonight from 11 in northwestern Illinois to 23 in the far south. More on the weather in just about 10 minutes.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Commodity Week is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333. And by ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Thursday afternoon. On the line with us today is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group out of Decatur, Illinois, to take a look at the agricultural markets. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
Well, you skated, I take your way home from Decatur back to Bloomington this afternoon. First, how was the drive?
Stressful.
As stressful as the market, was that because the drive was stressful or because the markets were lower?
the drive. The roads are slick. You know, the main roads are at least open, at least when I came back. But
right.
A lot of people drive too fast, and that's scary by itself, is when they go past you, you can't see for a few seconds, and you always worry about who's in front of you, especially after my ordeal I had late last summer. So it is a little scary.
Too fast and usually too close together. I watched that happen this morning on my way in from Muhammad to Champaign. There was somebody off the side of the road. The police officer was there. A lot of rubbernecking happening, and if they were too close to each other, there were a few extra bangs, I think, along the way. I passed that police officer, looked back just in time to watch a car go off the road next to him. I'm sure it scared him. It didn't look like anything got hurt, but it's slick out there, so be careful. We'll have more on the roads and conditions across the state when we talk to Ed Kieser, chief meteorologist, in just a few minutes here on the Closing Market Report. But let's take a look at what happened in those markets. It was a pretty rough day, down 32 cents in the beans.
Yeah, and the beans kind of pulled everything down with them. I mean, they're the ones that took the biggest hit in overnight trade, and that was prompted by China raising their interest rates and ideas that further tightening and higher interest rates will come about in China to slow their growth down, slow their inflationary rate and whatnot, and right away everybody jumped on that, thinking that that in by itself would slow demand for soybeans for the coming year. So that kind of started the soybeans off sharply lower in overnight trade, and that kind of spilled on into the corn and wheat pits, you know, pretty much as the day wore on.
Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you think they'll slow down? They've had a policy of putting beans in storage.
Well, we'll have to kind of wait and see. I mean, one little hike in interest rates is one thing, and then another thing is be several hikes. So you will have to see how much tightening they do want to take in China. But there's no doubt that there's they do have some economic problems that they do kind of want to slow down before it gets into a runaway type situation. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, we're still talking about a food commodity here, and I think, you know, China is going to continue to be a good buyer of U.S. commodities as their diets improve for their people.
Is this a temporary drop in the marketplace, or will there be more to come before we get to next week's crop production report?
Well, we took a pretty big hit today. My guess is that we'll probably see some follow through, because anytime you have a big decline, that usually creates margin calls, margin call problems for somebody in the industry. So that generates probably a little bit more sales. I guess I'm kind of in the opinion that we will probably kind of chop around and go lower now into Tuesday's report, and then see if there's any big surprises one way or the other out of Tuesday's report.
Yeah, speaking of that, most people are thinking that that report will show a lower corn number, whether that be in total bushels or yield per acre. Any differing opinions from you?
No, I don't have any hard opinion on that. I mean, that would not be surprising. I guess the thing that that worries me probably the most going into the report, and I know USDA has already juggled the acreage numbers a couple times through the growing season, but we've had such a year of trying to get the crop planted and then trying to get the crop out that, you know, there could be some more acreage adjustments in that number. And, of course, it doesn't take much of an acreage change all of a sudden to change the production number. So that would be the only thing that I would be braced for, would be on a surprise side. Either maybe the acres go back up or we come back down. I don't have a real strong opinion, but
all right.
I do know that.
Dan, I need to let you go because we got weather coming up shortly, but I appreciate you being with us.
Okay, very well.
Dan Zwicker is with ADM Grain Group out of Decatur, Illinois. Dave Dickey is here now. He'll take us through the ag news, and then we'll get to ag weather.
Eligibility rules for farm subsidies yesterday. But a small farm group says that they do not live up to President Barack Obama's call for reform. The rules that take effect today bar subsidies to the wealthiest Americans as required by the 2008 farm law. USDA settled on a modestly stricter definition of who is a farmer. Producers must be able to document a regular, separate, and identifiable contribution of labor, management, or both to qualify for subsidies if they do not provide capital, land, or equipment. The National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says there are big holes left intact in the subsidy rules. A turf war is brewing between big U.S. gasoline producers and local fuel distributors over who has the right to blend ethanol into fuel and capture federal government incentives. Refiners such as ExxonMobil, BP, and Valero Energy over the past 2 years have warned distributors they will not provide unblended fuels anymore in some areas because they have to shell out millions of dollars to meet stricter government biofuel mandates from which the jobbers are exempt. Threatened with a cutoff of unblended fuel, the jobbers have sought help from lawmakers who have in several states backed the jobbers amid concerns about giving big energy companies too much market power. Analysts firm Informa Economics raised its estimates of 2009 corn production in China and Argentina while lowering its forecast of the U.S. 2009 cotton crop. The firm pegged China's 2009 corn crop at 160 million metric tons, up 5 million metric tons from December. For Argentina, Informa put corn production at 15.5 million metric tons, up 2.5 million from December. And Informa forecast U.S. all cotton production at 12.3 million bales, down 292,000 from USDA's December forecast. USDA will release its 2009 annual crop production report, the December 1st, 2009 quarterly grains stock report, a winter seedings report, and its monthly supply and demand reports next Tuesday. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Dave Dickey is Director of Agricultural Programming for Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. You can hear us anytime you'd like at willag.org. That's willag.org. This is a special weather report from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason. In studio today with us is Illinois Public Media Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser to update weather conditions across the state. The state, of course, has been gripped by a winter weather storm. Good afternoon to you, Ed, and thanks for being on the line with us today. We do appreciate it.
Well, it's good to be here, Todd, and it's nice to have a little time to talk about the weather instead of just doing it in a 30-second soundbite.
Well, let's get started. Maybe we should review what happened overnight and in the early morning hours across the state from top to bottom.
Well, the snow is still going on a little bit in far northern Illinois right now, so that's one place where it's actually still in progress, you might say. But we are seeing a decrease in snowfall, and now the biggest problems are the wind, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But snowfall amounts anywhere from 3 to about 6 inches common across northern and central Illinois, all the way down to south of I-70 to about I-64, and a little bit lesser amounts south of there. So in Illinois, a lot of places with a powder of anywhere from 3 to 6 inches, and a few places have gotten more. Galesburg and Knox County got 7 inches, but a rather uniform snowfall.
And it was a big storm if you look on the radar, and it's moving to the east at this point, stretches north to south across the entire nation.
There's a large swath of the nation right now that's being impacted by this weather system, and I think I mentioned on one of my morning broadcasts that it'll become big news once there's some snow on the East Coast. But winter weather advisories or winter storm warnings extend all the way from Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan southward to the Atlanta, Georgia area. So a large swath being affected. Now, once you get into Tennessee and Alabama and Georgia, the amounts of precipitation or at least snow are very light, but it doesn't take much for travel to become difficult down that way. And they're also dealing with a little bit of ice because it's very cold. There are hard freeze warnings for the entire Gulf coastal region from eastern Texas through Louisiana into Mississippi, Alabama, and the panhandle of Florida. And they're expecting yet another surge of cold air into the deep south with this system. So it's really impacting a large area. Blizzard warnings for southeastern South Dakota have been canceled at this point. That's one area that's really been taking it on the chin of late, too. Over the holiday period, they had a big blizzard and yet another one, and now it's just wind chill warnings out that way.
So here in the state, the snow has stopped falling at this point, and if you're in town, it's deceptively calm, although there is wind out there. It looks to me like that while it's deceptively calm, it's awfully slick on some places, and that the wind in the countryside or rural areas could really be wreaking havoc. Is that the case?
Yeah, and it's not going to get any better. It's actually going to get worse here as we go through the evening and overnight period. The wind here in the middle of the afternoon is generally out of the west, from west to east across Illinois. And the wind speeds are strongest from around the Pontiac area southward to I-64. So good portion of central Illinois, all the way from Quincy to Danville and all along I-70, strong out of the west. So that's impacting north-south roads the most. There's blowing and drifting snow. Again, 3 to 6 inches of snow, powdery snow, just easily blown. And that's going to cause some whiteout conditions. Northern Illinois has had lighter winds closer to the center of low pressure, and as low pulls off to the northeast, strong northwest to west winds will kick into northern Illinois as we go into the evening. So all of Illinois will be impacted by strong winds tonight, probably the far southern tip the least so. So travel is going to be difficult throughout Illinois tonight into tomorrow morning. And across Iowa right now, strong northwest winds, sustained wind speeds are anywhere from 20 to 30 miles per hour with higher gust. And so we're looking at travel problems back into Iowa, and the stronger winds there are heading this way. We're looking at generally 15 to 25 mile per hour winds with gust over 30 miles per hour from the west and then northwest overnight tonight into tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow it'll be windy, but we're going to have the wind speeds gradually slacken as we go through the day tomorrow. So the worst of it is yet to come this evening through the overnight period in terms of the wind.
So the wind will be coming primarily from the west at that point, and so north-south roads will be the ones mostly impacted?
Well, mostly impacted here through the, say, the evening rush hour period. But as we go more into the overnight, there will be a little bit more of a northerly component to the wind, so that will start to impact the east-west roads as well as the north-south roads. And probably worst impact will be those that run from southwest to northeast, which include I-55 and I-57, a couple of major highways through Illinois.
What's the drive time look like this evening across the state? Maybe you can start at the top of the state and go through Rock Island, Moline, and then Peoria, Galesburg area, and move through Bloomington, Champaign, down to Mount Vernon and Effingham.
Well, for all the areas you mentioned, that roads are going to remain snow-covered. I don't really look for any roads being clear and fun to drive on. Snow will be falling still on a little more steady basis north of I-88 around Rockford and over toward Waukegan in the north suburbs of Chicago. South of there, it's just going to be scattered light snow showers and flurries, not really amounting to too much, but south of I-88 is where the winds will be stronger, and so you have more of the west to east wind affecting those north-south roads the most. So blowing and drifting snow in rural areas, there will be some places where we'll get into whiteout conditions. My advice is to, if you absolutely must travel, to get it done as early as possible so that you get in well. There's still time before it's harder to get help if you end up getting stranded. And the other thing I want to mention is with the winds being strong, the wind chills are dropping, and we're going to be having wind chills below zero tonight across the region. It's already in some areas in the single digits below zero with wind chill. Fortunately, with the strong wind and cloud cover, temperatures are not going to plummet to zero. So we will keep the wind chills probably no colder than about 10 below tonight, but it's still going to be chilly out there, not very pleasant.
So from top to bottom, it'll stay windy through the evening hours.
Yes.
Snow is light. It'll drift. What do you think the likelihood that school will happen in most places tomorrow might
I think
be?
A lot of places are not going to have school tomorrow, especially the rural districts, as the wind will be the big problem. In some of the cities, they may get it in. Of course, it's Friday. I'm guessing some will say, yeah, we'll just start next week.
All right. Well, anything else before I let you go for the afternoon? We sure do appreciate you taking so much time with us today.
Well, I think I just want to mention it's going to be cold through the weekend, but we are going to get into some drier weather. There may be just one little clipper system with a brief bout of light snow coming through. But anybody traveling into northwest Indiana or downwind of the Great Lakes, the lake effect snow machine is going to kick up yet again. And so those that are traveling east of Chicago along I-80, I-90, and I-94 could run into some big-time problems later tomorrow on into Saturday.
All right. Thanks so much, Ed.
My pleasure.
Ed Kieser, Chief Meteorologist for Illinois Public Media, taking a quick look at what's been happening in the world of weather across the state of Illinois as we've been gripped by a winter weather storm. You're listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the closing market report. Coming up in just 2 minutes, we'll take a further look at the agricultural weather forecast when meteorologist Pete Levitt will join us. And he'll talk about cold weather and the fruit in the South that might be impacted by that.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, Hudsonville, Illinois, and Crescent City, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
With this look at AM 580 News, I'm Jeff Bossert. State police say many people are on the roads despite hazardous conditions today and have received about 50 calls about vehicles in ditches along interstates. The snowfall that's left about 7 inches on the ground in east central Illinois led to a Greyhound bus running off I-57 by Posotum this morning. And Champaign County's Highway Department says while the traffic on rural roads isn't busy, Tracy Wingler says he's run into his share of disabled cars. There are no reports of injuries. Meanwhile, snow routes are in effect in the city of Champaign. Vehicles parked along portions of University Avenue, Church, State, and Randolph Streets, and Hessel Boulevard marked by signs must be removed by 7:30 tonight. The routes are marked with permanent signs. Anyone parked in the areas after that time is subject to towing at owner's expense. Meanwhile, Champaign's Public Works Department is asking the public to avoid blowing or plowing snow onto city streets and medians. The University of Illinois' Council of Academic Professionals expects to have its fair share of questions for administrators about a new furlough policy after completing its meeting this afternoon on the Urbana campus. Vice Chair Tom Corder says its members will have a hard time reducing a particular work week to 40 hours and completing their work in a day less that week. Corder expects a lot of faculty will end up taking work home. Interim Provost and Chancellor Robert Easter could be meeting with the council to address questions as soon as next month. The union representing Illinois prison guards and parole officers is asking lawmakers to investigate the Quinn administration's early release of inmates. AFSCME Executive Director Henry Bayer wrote legislative letters today seeking a task force to answer urgent questions about Governor Pat Quinn's handling of the matter. The program known as MGT Push involved the Corrections Department dropping its policy requiring all prisoners to serve at least 61 days. Some violent inmates were spent less than 3 weeks behind bars. And a number of East Central Illinois cable subscribers will continue to receive their ABC affiliate. Mediacom announced today that it's finalized a 12-month agreement with Sinclair Broadcast Group covering retransmission rights for stations carried in Mediacom cable systems. Cities that were impacted and stood to lose WICD included Rantoul, Paxton, and Mahomet. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
Support comes from the Westchester Group in Champaign, an agricultural asset management firm specializing in the acquisition, management, and disposition of agricultural investments for institutional, corporate, and individual clients. Information at 800-607-6888 or at westchester-group.com.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason. On the line with us to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast is Pete Levitt this afternoon. Hi, Pete. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Todd. I'm just fine.
Looks like the snow and the blowing is heading your way in full force at this point, is it not?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's going more south than we are. We may get away with missing this up here in the northeast, strangely to say. This is an unusually southward-moving type of system. The low-pressure center itself is just going to go northeast and then wind up in Ontario someplace. But the cold front behind it is heading on southward, and that's an Arctic front. It's going to be real cold there in Chicago and Illinois territory and all that, with temperatures getting down into the single numbers late this evening, and probably we'll see some sub-zero readings Friday and maybe Saturday morning as well, with a good 6 or more inches of snow likely in a fair slug of northern Illinois and lighter amounts when you get further south and east.
Something we might expect here in the Midwest and parts of the nation, but it looks like this Arctic blast is going to dip a whole lot deeper.
Oh, yes. This is a very unusual outbreak for getting so far south. We expect the Arctic front to get all the way down, not just to Florida, but even just past Florida, right down through the entire state Friday night and Saturday, and with some light showers ahead of the front, and maybe even a little mixed precipitation, maybe a few little bouts of sleet for an hour or two late Friday night, early Saturday. But then freeze coming to Florida, and that's the important news. That's the most important weather news we have domestically in the U.S. This a weekend where we're going to get temperatures down into the 20s down the peninsula right across the citrus belt, and it'll be coming in on a high wind. Normally you get your coldest temperatures when it's clear and calm and it radiates, but the winds will be blowing. The temperatures still get down into the 20s, and I think it's going to come in a few degrees colder than they're looking for down in there. When the Arctic air mass, normally when it moves past Ohio River Valley down southeastward, it's going over bare ground, and during the daytime that heats the base of the Arctic air enough so you're not all that cold. But we're getting a little light snow put down across Kentucky, Tennessee, northern portions of Alabama, and it'll soon be in northern and portions of Georgia as well. And just that little snow cover will maintain another 3 to 6 degrees of cold in that cold air as it comes down towards Florida. And that's what, in my opinion, means that we've got a freeze coming for Florida. Saturday, with some cloud and wind, it probably get down into the upper and mid-20s, but then we get clearing skies and winds dying down enough to let it go down to the low 20s. So that's, I think, maybe the news item on the weather this weekend.
All right. Thank you so much for staying with us this afternoon. I do appreciate it.
That's my pleasure. Thank you, Todd. Mm-hmm.
That is Peter Levitt, agricultural meteorologist, joining us here on this Thursday edition of the Closing Mark Report. If you must travel, do it safely this afternoon and this evening. I'm Todd Gleason.